Hey, this is Paul from Joywave, and you're listening to Aaron Zittle. Fuck you, Aaron Zittle. Fuck. Forget you, Aaron Zittle.
What up, Trevor? What are you doing?
Dude, did I just win?
Did you just win what?
Man, when are you doing that thing, dude?
Which thing is that, man?
The double take.
Dude, the double play, it's on right now.
Yeah.
Two from the offspring. That's you.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, nice.
Nice. We can't get one by you, can we, Trevor?
Dude, oh my god.
Absolutely not.
All day.
All right, I got a double-headed prize for you all week long. Part of Name That Flick, tickets for the OAR show coming up Sunday up at Red Rocks, and $20 over to the Hatch Cover. See if you can figure this one out.
Yeah, deeper. Jinx, buy me a Coke. Oh, snap, man, we're still saying the same thing. This is amazing. Carrots, pumpernickels, glow sticks, twins.
Hey, RXP, who's this?
It's Jonna.
Jonna?
Yeah, it's a weird name.
No, it's all good. It's a unique name. It's a unique name. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Can you name that flick?
I want to say it's 22 Jump Street.
Yeah, it is. Nice job.
Yay!
Right on.
Oh my God,
yeah,
sweet.
22 Jump Street. Well, if everyone's constantly sending nude photos to everyone else, how come nobody has ever sent me one? Seriously, according to a new survey, the average woman has sent nude photos to 7 people. I'm like, what? 1 in 4 of them have sent nude photos to someone they met online before they'd even met them in person. And 2/3 of those women say they've never even wound up getting together with that person. So are they worried about having all these nude photos floating around in the world? Nope. The majority of women says they're not really worried about where the photos end up or who saw them. So I must live in a dark, dark cave someplace that does not have internet access because nobody has ever sent me a nude photo, ever. Not that I'm asking for one, but Aaron at 1039RXP.com. The alternative, RXP at 1039. We're heading back to 2005 for the 4 o'clock flashback, so it doesn't really seem like it's that long ago, but what, 11 years, I guess, if my math is correct? 5, 15, yeah, 11 years. See, look at there. It's a good thing I have that extra finger on my hand.
Hey, we're the Griswolds. I'm Chris.
I'm Lucky.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Tim.
And f*** you, Aaron Zittle.
Nothing wrong with still being a virgin if you're an adult. I'm not judging you. You might not want to bring it up on the first date because they'll stare at you like you got 3 heads. But again, I'm not judging you. There's nothing wrong with it. But a new survey found the states with the most adult virgins, and the top 10 states are Utah in at number 1, South Dakota, Idaho, Iowa, Arkansas, Michigan, Alabama, Kentucky, Indiana, and Texas. Now, the 10 states with the fewest adult virgins are Vermont, Delaware, New Mexico, Oregon, Montana, New Hampshire, Nevada, Hawaii, congratulations, Colorado, you made the list, and West Virginia. There you go. If you are on the hunt for the most adult virgins, hit up those first 10 states. If you want to hang out with people who know how to party and have a good time, well, you're in the right place. You know what I mean?
How's it going? This is Andrew from Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, and you're listening to Aaron Zittle on RXP 103.9. And by the way, fuck you, Aaron Zittle. Play my record.
Joined in studio this afternoon. I'm so happy, man. The guys from the Strumbellas are here. We got Simon and Dave. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. I was looking at some Wikipedia because this is where I get all my information, and I love this description of you guys. All right. The Strumbellas is a Juno Award-winning 6-piece Canadian band whose music has been described as alternative country, indie rock, and this is the one I love the most, folk popgrass. I mean,
yes.
I've never even heard of folk popgrass. Is that a thing, or is that just something that's more Canadian than American?
No, I think we made it up.
It's all yours, right?
Yeah, so we don't really know what it means, but
53% of men don't know how to tie a tie, and sadly, I am in that majority, man.
Oh, man, I'll teach you.
Well, you know, I just tie a knot and then try to make it look like a tie.
Well, nobody wears ties anymore. That's the deal.
That is the deal.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
God for clip-ons, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Brock's just released a new type of candy corn based on brunch. It's called Brunch Favorites, and instead of the usual candy corn taste, they have 3 different flavors. So French toast and maple syrup, waffles and strawberries, and chocolate chip pancakes. I was thinking, if you're going to do candy corns that are more traditional brunch favorites, how about like a steak and egg candy corn? I could go for something like that. Or a pork chop and egg candy corn. I like that too. That's all I came up with because, quite frankly, once I think of steaks and pork chops, that's the only thing on my mind.
Hey, Aaron Zittle, this is Justin from Blue October telling you to shove it up your ass, fuck you, and go fuck yourself. Have a great fucking day, you fucker.